I want to introduce Stephanie Dixon, who's joining us here at CFAX 1070. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Tell everybody where you are.
I am calling in from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Which is home for you.
It is, yeah. After I graduated from the University of Victoria and retired from swimming, I moved up north.
Well, listen, I want to say congratulations for being named to the Order of Canada. How does that feel?
Oh, it's, well, thank you very much. It's been quite overwhelming, to be honest. This is, I still feel like it's sinking in. It's a big one, and I'm very humbled and honored to be receiving it.
Dixon was appointed for achieving excellence in the sport for swimming and, of course, for your leadership as an advocate for parasport. And that has to be something that's near and dear to you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's always nice to be honored for your accomplishments as an athlete. But even more meaningful is the things that, you know, I've been giving back since retiring. And I know it's kind of a combination of the two, which is great because, you know, I'm taking my passion from swimming and then now just kind of offering it in a different way. So staying very involved in inclusive and accessible sport in Canada and trying to, yeah, just as much as possible promote that sport is for everybody and to be a role model and use my story as an example for others to show them what's possible.
And it's come a long way, hasn't it? Parasport.
Oh, absolutely. It's been really incredible to be a part of the Paralympic movement in Canada as well as the rest of the world. And I feel like throughout my career, it's almost like being a part of history in the making, watching the awareness and recognition of Paralympic sport grow. And for me, the most important part of it is normalizing disability. When I grew up, having a disability was still kind of a taboo, weird, uncomfortable subject for a lot of people. And that was tough. It's really tough growing up as a kid with a disability when others aren't super comfortable with your disability and talking about it or acknowledging it. And so I think Paralympic sport is one of the easiest and quickest ways that we can normalize disability and take it out of the realm of something that is felt sorry for and put it into the realm of what is normal, as well as you can achieve so much success with any different type of body, and Paralympic sport really embodies that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Stephanie Dixon, Paralympic swimmer, former, and appointed to the Order of Canada. And represent you did, and I'll just kind of go through this. I mean, three Olympic Games, 2000, 2004, 2008, 19 Paralympic medals, including 7 gold, 10 silver, 2 bronze. Man, you did well.
Thank you. It sometimes feels like another lifetime ago. Like,
yeah.
After being appointed to the Order of Canada, I've done a lot of reflecting and, you know, upon my career and what I've done since retiring and all the people who supported me along the way. And man, I just feel so fortunate. You know, I got to travel the world representing my country, doing something that I loved. And, you know, I was very successful because I had such an incredible support team around me. And so I just filled with so much gratitude these days, reflecting upon all the amazing things I got to, you know, experience in my life.
I'm glad you mentioned the other people around you, because obviously it does take a team of people working with you to achieve what you wanted to achieve. I mean, you've got sort of that driven nature within you, but you do need those people around you to get you to that extra level, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just so fortunate. First of all, my parents growing up, we knew I had a disability, but it was not a thing. They encouraged me to do anything and everything. And they just taught me to believe in myself. And I had such unconditional love and support. And if we ever ran into any barriers for access or participating, they just barreled them over. So they were my first massive support and platform to be successful in life. And then moving out to the University of Victoria, my time in Victoria was so amazing. And the support that I received there was unprecedented. And I was named Athlete of the Year at the University of Victoria for my accomplishments as a Paralympic athlete, and that had never been done before. So I went to the National Championships, the CIS Championships for university sport, and I placed 15th. And so I wasn't winning, and we had other athletes who were winning CIS Championships. But at the same time, I was being very successful as a Paralympic athlete, setting world records, winning gold medals. And they recognized that as equivalent to an Olympic gold medal and to the athletes who were winning at a national level, and named me Athlete of the Year. And as far as I know, that had never been done before. So, you know, I'd received awards my whole life for an athlete with a disability, and UVic was the first time that I received an award for being an athlete, period. No asterisks, no special category. It was absolutely incredible and the most meaningful time of my life.
Absolutely. Stephanie, congratulations again. We'll obviously talk before the big event with the Order of Canada with you and 124 others that are going to be there. But thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Great. Thanks so much.
Stephanie Dixon is joining us from Whitehorse, former UVic athlete, Paralympic swimmer, appointed to the Order of Canada. We congratulate her.